Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. Let's get into the first clip.
What's the craziest thing you've seen girls do to be around those celebrities?
I'm not gonna say the rapper's name, but I was at this rapper after party and he told the girls to get like on their hands and knees and put leashes on them. And they literally did it and got on their hands and knees and he put like 6 leashes on them and like walked them like dogs.
Okay, now imagine being that gentleman guy pulling up in a nice outfit, coming to the door, you know, coming to pick up your date. Oh, holding the door for you. Oh, you look so beautiful. Taking her out on a fancy date and all that fancy dinner. Oh, I can't believe I got a chance to go out with you. I can't wait to get to know you and all that, treating her like a princess. When last night she was on all fours barking like a dog for a rapper. And then going to the hotel room and taking a sprinkler system. But you being all gentlemanly and all that. And oh my goodness, you look so dashing tonight and all that. Man, stop it. Can you imagine? And she making you jump through all these hoops and all. She don't want to give you a kiss at the end of the night because she not that type of girl. Nah, I can't do it.
Why do I not have a boyfriend? Why can I not get one? Like, am I just dumb? I think I am. Like, bro, how do you even just start dating someone? Like, how do you just start talking to someone? That does not make sense in my head, dude.
Oh, I do not envy her. Look, any woman can get a boyfriend. It's, can she get the boyfriend she wants? That's why it's hard to feel sorry for women who, oh, I can't get a boyfriend, I'm struggling with dating. Then there's something wrong with you, period. All you gotta do is start any type of online dating profile or, you know, social media site. You're gonna get messages. I don't care how overweight, how unattractive you are, you're gonna get messages. So if you're a woman and you can't get a relationship, it's because you're swinging out of your league, period. Period. You can get a guy. You just can't get the guy you think you deserve, but you don't deserve that guy. And I'm saying that with love. So you can actually find somebody and move on with your life.
Just like, how do you tell someone you like them? Ew. I dread the day that I have to do that. Like, bro, maybe that's why I don't have one. But like, just imagine you being like, yeah, I like you.
Why do y'all go out?
Because I work and I gotta release some stress.
Okay, so you just go out?
She's boring.
Why do you go out?
We go out to have fun. We work a very high stress job.
Okay, they are not really friends. See, I don't understand the point of relationships like this, where they secretly kind of despise each other, but they still hang out. Ladies, maybe you can explain in the comment section, what's the point of relationships like this?
We do a lot during our work week. We go out, we're trying to like have fun, get loose, meet people, like have a good time.
As an escape.
Both her and I have like very high stress jobs.
A lot of times I'm finding ways to make you happy, just constantly. Okay, let me be more creative. Let me do this. Let me take out on more dates. Let me do a different date. So it's always, how can I help you? How can I help you? But then it took time for me to sit back and be like, let me just chill and see what she's doing for me in this relationship. And then when you sit back and realize,
no, don't wait till you well into the relationship to see that. You should see that before you make her your girlfriend to begin with. So yeah, dude's waiting too long to start asking that question.
It don't know nothing. She always coming to you for something. Or
sure,
always
you
want you to fix something.
Color.
You know what I'm saying? It's simple shit.
Damn.
It's like, nah, I'm good on that. Like, you clearly not here for me. Like you say you are, or like you think you are. But sometimes, again, I'm, and it's not every woman, of course, but I think some women just don't realize it either because it's the way they've been conditioned. Like a man has to do all these things for you consistently, and you don't have to give that much energy. But I think if you really like a man, then naturally you would do things to make him happy. But
yeah, if a woman ain't doing things to make you happy from the jump, she not in it really for you. Because when a woman really like a guy, look, she'll do anything for him. And it's clear. There's no gray area. Fellas, little advice. If a woman acting like she iffy on anything that got to do with being with you or hanging out with you, she not feeling you like that, and don't even try anymore. Because trust me, when a woman into you, she'll do anything. As we seen on the first TikTok about being on all fours. Now, that's a little extreme, but you get the point.
My female coworker has already 39 people she's talking to on a dating app.
My. See, the only thing that I run into when it comes to that is that you started this 3 days ago. 2 days ago. Do you realize, like, for guys, we have to wait, like, weeks to get, like, likes, let alone a person that we are interested in?
Dude, don't try to compete with women when it comes to dating apps. You're going to get blown out of the water. Even if you're an 8 guy and you're competing with a 3 woman, you're going to get blown out of the water. But don't feel bad, because she may have a lot of likes and matches, but can she lock down the guy she wants to lock down? Because that's all she cares about. She don't care about 80 likes and matches from guys she don't like. I mean, she'll use it to flex, but she don't care about those 80 guys. She care about getting and locking down those 3 or 4 guys she really into. And that's where women struggle. That's where they're pathetic. You may seem pathetic when you don't get a bunch of matches, but they're pathetic because they can't lock down the matches that they want. So men and women are both pathetic in the dating field, but for different reasons. Not all, but you know what I mean.
It's like, even send us a like, let alone when we send them a like, for them to accept it. We're like shooting a basketball in the dark, backwards, and hoping that lands in a goal that's almost smaller than the actual ball.